The death of the Coptic Pope in Egypt concerns Christians. It's World Water Day, and a Christian musician will tweet about adoption. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Even as Egypt's Coptic Church laid to rest Pope Shenouda III, there's a sense of vulnerability. Sat7's Egypt director Fareed Shamir says,
he dealt with all kinds of situations, so he was like a pioneer in that area. A lot of Christians feel now they are like orphans.
Rising anti-Christian sentiment is disconcerting. Without a respected leader to speak for them, who will advocate for Christians?
They feel they are lost, especially in this time. We don't know who is the coming president. Do we have an Islamic state? Do we have a liberal state? We're not sure about what's happening. So a lot of uncertainty, which makes it worse.
Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, addressed these issues.
Sat7 tried to give hope and tried to share the emotions of the people, but also to present the hope of Christ.
It could take months to replace Shenouda. Keep praying. Next, summer camp is fun and games in the former Soviet Union, but it can also be something else. Risky. Slavic Gospel Association supports church kids camps every summer. But SGA's Eric Mock says there are dozens of challenges in restrictive nations.
The government is putting new restrictions and challenges on a lot of these camps, including in some restricted nations where they will come into the camps with film crews as well as different investigators to try to find proof that these camps are illegal.
Since last year, legality has become a concern in Tajikistan and Kazakhstan. No one's sure how the new religious laws will affect church camps, but Mock says there's no question of if the camps will happen, just where.
If they can't be in an overt camp, I am certain they will do day camps. I am certain they will do outreaches in the facility of their own church.
They'll do it because the fruit that results is enormous. Learn more and help at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. The church in Morocco looks a little different today. 2 years after many foreign Christians were expelled, the 3,000-member church continues. Churches of 20 are considered large. They have less funding for outreach, and there are more families than singles. Open Doors reports persecution is mounting, though. Three Christians were arrested this month, even though it's not illegal to convert to Christ. It could be a new trend. Help support these believers at our website. Meanwhile, today is World Water Day. While it's a day of awareness, what really makes it a success is finding ways to be a part of the solution. Compassion International's Kathy Redmond says,
lack of clean water kills more people than guns, than wars, than hurricanes and floods, tsunamis, earthquakes combined.
That means every 15 seconds, a child under 5 dies of water-related diseases.
What we have is something called Compassion's Water of Life, where we give out filters to our beneficiaries. And these filters, they're very small, it's very uncomplicated, and it's got a 5-gallon bucket attached to it, but it cleans water.
They've gotten filters to their sponsored kids all over Africa, the Caribbean, and South America. The hope of the gospel comes with the water, too.
They don't know it's coming from Compassion. They know it's coming from the church. And so it's vital for any community, and from that, there is absolutely a spiritual component to it.
We have details about Compassion's Water of Life program at our featured link section. And Mac Powell with Third Day is going to be answering questions about adoption. You'll be able to submit questions to him and receive real-time answers about adoption during the 30-minute Q&A on Twitter March 30th. Questions geared toward being an adoptive parent will be the main thrust of the Q&A. Powell and his wife have two adoptive children. Bethany Christian Services' Mark Andreas is looking forward to this live Twitter event. Find the details on our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 95% of the people in North Africa and the Middle East will never personally meet a Christian. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for them and a chance to win a free trip to Israel. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar and a link to the free trip to Israel contest. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.